Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Means joins us now live from Cleveland. Good morning, John. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you coming on. Congratulations once again. Take us through the last few days for you, how this is sinking in, and here you are in Cleveland getting ready to participate in the All-Star game.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. It's definitely been a whirlwind of a couple of days, being around a bunch of other really, really good players and families and people, and doing events, and sort of we have a red carpet here in about 30, 45 minutes. So it's going to be weird for sure.
I remember years ago, John, I interviewed Eddie Murray right after he hit his 500th home run, and at the time he became the third person ever to have 500 home runs and 3,000 hits, along with Henry Aaron and Willie Mays, and he said something to the effect of, this is not a neighborhood that I belong in. So here you are at the All-Star game. You said you're looking around all these great players. Do you get that same feeling? This is not a neighborhood I belong in.
I wouldn't say it's, you know, not a neighborhood I belong in, but it's a neighborhood that I didn't think I would live in, for sure. But no, it's definitely cool seeing all these guys, and hopefully, you know, this isn't the first All-Star game, but I'm just kind of soaking it all in as it comes.
John, did you go to the home run hitting contest last night?
I did. That was a blast, huh? That was a crazy, crazy contest.
What was your who were you rooting for?
I was rooting for Vlad. Got to root for the AL guy, you know. He'll be on my team, you know, pretty soon. You know, he's an AL guy, so got to root for him.
What? Go ahead, Vinny.
Yeah. So the home runs and I mean, was it pretty electric in the stadium? It looked like it on TV.
Yeah. No, it was. The environment was awesome, and that was honestly a really, really cool part about the whole thing, is just being on the field for the home run derby and just feeling that electricity on the field.
Talking to John Means, Orioles All-Star. He's live in Cleveland getting ready for the All-Star game tonight. Speaking to us here on 105.7 The Fan. And take us through facing a guy like Vlad Guerrero, watching him last night. Some guys have effortless swings. His is so violent.
Yeah, it was. And even when he was getting tired towards late in the round, he'd just kind of throw his hands at it and it'd still go 430 feet. It's just unbelievable the amount of power he can create.
Now, John, who have you met that you're kind of in awe of, you know, at the All-Star game?
You know, a lot of these guys you see on TV, you kind of play them up as, you know, big-time guys, and you kind of meet them, and you're like, okay, they're normal people. And honestly, when I saw Aroldis Chapman, I was like, that's not a normal person. He was made in a lab. Somewhere, it looks like, and he's just you could tell why he throws 100 miles an hour almost every pitch.
So John, take us through, I know you've discussed this before, but here I think it was your quote, you said, I was the 40th man on the 40-man roster, I made the team as the 25th man on the 25-man roster. How do you go from there to being in the All-Star game?
I guess a lot of perseverance, I guess, just kind of learning as I go, kind of experiencing all the different outings, all the different struggles, and just trying to work my way through and try and be the best pitcher I can be.
John, how's the analytic approach that the new regime has, you know, really backed and put in? How's it helped you?
It's helped me a lot. It's helped me. It's kind of, I think that's the biggest difference in my pitching the last at least year or two, is just getting to know how my pitches work and where I should throw certain pitches. And it's something that I didn't really know beforehand. So kind of figuring that out. I mean, I was always kind of a locating guy. You know, I could hit my spots, but didn't throw quite hard enough. They told me I couldn't strike anybody out. And then I started learning how to use my pitches better. And I think analytics had a lot to do with that.
Now, John, like when you were down at spring training and, you know, and they have those cameras behind, like when you're doing bullpen sessions and everything, they have those cameras behind you. What kind of readout are they giving you? And when you're pitching games now, what type of readout do you get from the analytical people?
I think the cameras are more for slow motion. So the cameras behind us when we throw a bullpen, it just kind of sees our release point and our finger pressure and how we, you know, release the ball sort of deal. So that's not giving a whole lot of data. It's more of just a visual of, you know, what pitches should look like off your fingers. And then, but the analytics side, you know, with everything, and we kind of have our thing, or, you know, our system that we use, and it's been really helping a lot of guys.
Talking to John Means, Orioles All-Star pitcher. The All-Star game is tonight in Cleveland. John, has Alex Cora told you what your expectations for throwing, when you might throw tonight?
No, I haven't heard anything. So, I'm hoping to get in, but we'll see. There's a lot of good arms here.
Yeah, it's interesting. It used to be pitchers like would go multiple innings. Now with everybody going one inning, the odds are pretty good you're going to get in there tonight.
Yeah, yep. So I hope so.
Talking to John Means, Orioles All-Star pitcher.
Who are the hitters that you'd like to face on a National League team? Who would you be looking forward to facing?
I think, you know, Yelich would be really cool. Even Pete Alonso. He won the Home Run Derby, so I got a lot of reads on his swing watching the Home Run Derby. So hopefully I can learn how to pitch to him. But no, he's an incredible hitter. And yeah, Yelich would be really cool. Lefty-lefty matchup. You know, he has, 30 homers almost, probably more. That'd be really cool too.
John, when did you realize you had such a good changeup, and how long did you work on that? It seems to be one of the, you know, your changeup is starting to be talked about as a lethal pitch like other people's fastball or slider, et cetera.
That just kind of happened in the beginning of the season. I was working with Holt a little bit in spring training, but not. We didn't talk about it a whole lot, but kind of. He was telling me stuff that I hadn't heard before. I had always been told to make your changeup look like your fastball, so you throw it like your fastball, and it was very straight and very very hard. But I started kind of pronating a little bit more and taking some miles per hour off, and that's been a huge difference.
Now, how many family members and stuff you have that you had to get tickets for the game tonight?
I got my parents here. My brother just flew in, actually. He had an off day. He's with the Royals and minor leagues. So he had an off day, so it's perfect. So you got to come see me. My fiance and my best friend from back home are coming out. We got 6 tickets and filled it out.
Has that been cool? Like, you just with the people that are there now, I guess going out to dinner or something last night, but being there with them, it's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, they're just as much in awe and experiencing everything as I am. So to have them go through it is pretty special.
Now, how did your parents like growing up? How were they influential? You know, like I drive my kids for hockey. I drive them all over the place and stuff. I'm sure your parents were a big influence on your baseball career.
Yeah, huge influence. My dad was actually the assistant coach on my team growing up. So so he was at every practice, and he actually worked the graveyard shift at a trucking company so he could take me to practice after school. So,
wow.
He definitely made some sacrifices. Both him and my mom both did. I would definitely not be where I am today without them.
John, obviously you had a great first half. What are the things you need to work on? Are there any things you feel like you need to improve on heading into the second half of the season?
I think it really comes down to getting new experiences, you know, dealing with different situations within the game, pitching in, you know, all sorts of circumstances, you know. Maybe you don't have your stuff that day, or you know, just trying to grind through the games that you don't have everything, and even when you know stuff is working, you know, you get up the weak hits or whatever. Just kind of experiencing that and learning through those experiences. That's kind of what this whole season is for everybody on the Orioles.
Now, who do you hang out with in the bullpen or on the team? And is Kastner a guy that you the younger guys kind of look to for advice on pitching and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. Being a starting pitcher, the one with the least amount of time, he's been talking to me a lot, and he's kind of given me some different pointers. And so he calls it his secrets that he is giving me. But I talked to him, and obviously we have some very young guys, and a lot of them look up to the guys that have some years on our team.
All-Star Games tonight, 7:30 on Fox. John Means will be there. Hopefully we'll see him on the mound. I think we will, based on the way All-Star Games have gone of late. John, you earned this, man. Congratulations. Look forward to watching you tonight in the second half of the season.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks. That's John Means, Orioles All-Star pitcher.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.